R. Paul for start.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. Years ago, we actually had templates, plural. We had templates for a while, then we changed them, and we had a different template, but we still had templates, and all the stations had to do it the same way. And they did. And it made it easier to figure out what was happening because you didn't have stations doing different things. And, you know, Y at one station actually means X at another station. And this is how we handle this. And, that's over there. So if it's all in the same place, you can figure things out much better. I think that we do need to have a common template. And I think we absolutely need to have formulas. Otherwise, you're there, and you've got this big spreadsheet. And you say, gee, I wonder about this. At which point you have to do what? Copy numbers and put it in another spreadsheet and add them up yourself. And this takes a lot longer than simply looking at the formula and seeing that it says, you know, some, you know, B44 to Z44. And, you know, you say, okay, they've added it up. So I think we need the formulas in there. If stations need to redo them, I think we should have that. They should be able to do that without too much trouble. There is also the fact of what do we include. In the past, we have included everything. Now, we've had a situation where I know WBAI had previously put out a budget, a draft budget that included all information about payroll and everything. And this is what all the stations used to do. And other stations balk at this and don't want to put in the payroll information for individuals and absolutely refuse. And, you know, so what do we do here? You know, it can be a real problem because who's going to be looking at this ultimately? Will anybody ever, if the NFC doesn't get to see the details, the absolute details of this financial information, who will? Is the PNB going to get a different something from what we get that has all the details and who's employed there and how much and all of that? So there's a question right there. But, in my opinion, doing it the way we used to do it is better because we can all look at stuff and we're dealing with apples and apples at all times. So, that's my thought. Thank you.
R. Paul, I'd like to ask you to elaborate on a couple of things that you said. Yeah. One is that we used to do this. So do you have samples of the templates that were used in the past? And second, I'd like to ask you, for the benefit of the people listening, could you just explain what exactly formulas are a little bit?
Oh, okay. One, unfortunately, along with the rest of Pacifica, a great deal of our data was stockpiled on Yahoo groups. And I think I could probably dig out some old templates. I know I can certainly dig out old budgets that were based on those templates. So I don't know if people want me to try and dig some of that ancient stuff out, I can try it. And two, in terms of, okay, formulas, well, we do all these things. Mostly what happens is adding and subtracting. And for instance, we have, listener support, your first item, and you'll have listener support in the spreadsheet, and it goes from say, column C to column double A or something, and each column is a month, and so you'll have, you know, October through September of 1 year, then typically we have October through September of the next year, and you have the previous year. For instance, one this year would have FY20 for, you know, those columns, and then after that it would have the projected. It would have FY21, it would be projecting FY22 in the next set of columns. And what you do is, when you want to know what all of your listener support is, you just sum. It's a function in the spreadsheet, it adds stuff up. You sum all of those figures for all of those columns, and you get the number there. You don't have to get out your paper and pencil. Is that adequate, you think?
I think so.
Good.
I think so.
Lyndon,
I just want to comment. I wonder if we have employees still with all the skill sets required at all the stations to do that.
Lyndon for the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
I would agree that we want formulas, and yes, these things are put together with formulas, and I think Anita will agree with me. In all the people who submitted these spreadsheets without formulas, they have them with formulas because they're not going with a 10 key and typing all this stuff in.
Yeah.
Of course, they're using the sum. Exactly. They're using the sum. Then they go. And so we can't mess with it. What they do this so we can't mess with it in some surreptitious way to mess with their spreadsheet. They do something like copy, values, paste. And that changes all the formulas into just values. So that's why you see in that where it should be a sum, it says 9,160,000.6667 or something. You get five decimal points. So that's how that happens. So they all have those spreadsheets currently with formulas. All we have to do is to ask for them. And I would think that, you know, maybe we should do some tightening up on the layout of the spreadsheet, a template y'all called it, and it is called. But probably most of what we see is based on these templates, and they've, you know, grown and shrunk and changed over time for everybody, but they're all based on a template, I'm pretty sure.
Thank you, Lyndon. Are you done for now?
Yes.
I'd like to ask Anita at this point to chime in here and tell us, you know, initially we talked about NETA providing templates, but they would be without formulas. Is this something that if RPAL can't find the old ways that we did it, is this something that we can reconstruct with you, or just let us know how you think about these things?
I mean, I did, when I first started working for this committee, I did see the template that was used, you know, many years ago. And I was impressed, I will say that. It was very laborious, I will say that also, but maybe we can take a condensed version of that and use it. Frankly, what I liked about it also, it had a place for the narrative, for the budget. So I agree with Art Paul. They were all consistent with that. We could, in fact, show the budgets, but Lyndon is correct. The reason is that those spreadsheets are protected, if you will. So before we send them out, we're going to clean, you know, the formulas out. What you're seeing is numbers. But besides, as an example, the consolidated financial statement and how those tabs are all created, all that is being brought in, if you will, the columns of numbers, if you will. So then someone is taking and, yes, adding down just through a sum total, if you will, to make sure that that number agrees. So we'll be happy to put formulas as long as, you know, we all understand that if there's a number that has changed or what have you, you know, we will not be responsible, if you will, for that. But we'd be happy to work with you on a template. As I said, the one that Art Paul mentioned, I might even still have it because we came across it. I think someone sent it to me. It is very time-consuming, again, because you were including everything. And frankly, when it comes to staff and staff salaries, I would not share that because then you would have it exposed, if you will. That is my two cents.
Arpal, I want to ask you if you can elaborate. We discussed having non-disclosure agreements in this committee, and you mentioned that in the past people did sign non-disclosure agreements, and that would cover the people, the treasurers on the committee that are not directors. Directors have unquestioned legal access to salary information of employees, but non-directors do not necessarily. But if they have an NDA, they can have that, and then we can discuss it when we're discussing, you know, payroll or salary information. We can do that in closed session, and we can accommodate the situation that way. Do you have a comment on that, R. Paul?
Yeah. Well, I guess this is it's a policy decision here, one way or another. Yes, we. I recall I have signed some number of NDAs in Pacifica, so I know I've signed at least two for the NFC, maybe more than two, and you know, I guess we could do that. Yes, shouldn't be a problem. Although I know that at one point somebody balked and said, "I'm not signing one," and it causes a lot of problems when one person decides they're not going to sign an NDA, and everybody else does, and it becomes a problem. But I don't know. I think it's a policy decision. If everybody says, you know, only the PNB gets to see the actual details of employment and all of that, which is an important thing for somebody outside a station to know, you know, you could have somebody, I don't know, having parties at a pier somewhere and getting lots of money coming in and lots of money going out to who's getting that money. And so things could happen, you know, if you don't have eyes on it that are not interested parties. And that's my main thing about that. If I'm told that the PNB would really be scrupulous about looking at it and making sure that, you know, we don't have Daffy Duck and Clark Kent on the payroll getting $50,000 a year or something, that would be good. That I could live with that. But I want to make sure that there are people who are outside of each of the stations who are able to look at who's working there and what are they making. And, you know, are they there? And stuff like that. On the other issue, in terms of formulas and stuff, yes, I know every station has to do it. Nobody's sitting there adding it up and putting it in by hand. So it should be fairly easy to basically give that spreadsheet to the NFC so that we can see the formulas in all of this. Because otherwise, otherwise it's hard for us to find things and ask questions and, you know, it's probably good if we can really see what's going on these days, because we are in perilous financial times. I hope that answers your question.
It does, and I'm just going to add that.
Sharon,
again, we would only need. I'll get you in a second, Sharon. We would only need NDAs for the five non-director treasurers on this committee. Of course, the PMB can. That's all directors, so they can look at this all when we present it to them. And I think if this was previously the policy, I don't think the policy ever changed, at least not to my knowledge. It was just the practice that changed, and gradually we got a little more loose with our policy, and we no longer did things the way we used to. So I don't think we would need to request a policy change. We would just need to go back to enforcing the existing policy. And I'll ask if anybody has a response to that after we hear Sharon. Go ahead, Sharon.
Yes, I do have some thoughts. I am not opposed to templates. That would make sense. I did notice that there's sort of some similarities when we're looking at the ones, you know, that we've been looking at for these past years. So, but yeah, I mean, having templates would be helpful. My thing is that, come on, this is Pacifica. I mean, you know, how are we going to settle on a template, that's going to take a year. Okay, let's just be real. And so since three stations have already submitted their budgets with, you know, templates that they've been using, I think it would be, you know, inefficient to, you know, go back and, first of all, wait until there's this new template that's developed, which, come on, we're going to have all kinds of arguments about how to classify this and that, and that. That's just, it's going to take time. So I think it's a good idea, but I think we should try to implement it, like, for the next fiscal year, and also to give the business managers a chance to, you know, like, you have to figure out how to characterize the money. If it's going to be a new template, it's not going to have all the same, you know, things. So there's just going to be a lot of questions that come up with any new template. So what I'm trying to say is, yeah, I'm not opposed, but I think it should be tried to put into place for the next year so we have standardization there. And on the salaries issue, I just want to say this. There is no reason for people on the NFC to have salary information of people across this network. We all know that Pacifica, you know, is filled with people that are incredibly nasty. I'll just use that word. And, you know, that it also leaks information all the time. So if the PNB already has access to this information, that's sufficient oversight. And I think that keeping that kind of personal, very personal information to as few people as possible is really the best way to manage a situation in a corporation like Pacifica. Those are my comments.
Thank you, Sharon.
Chris,
I'll hear you in a second, Chris. I will comment that the treasurers at each individual station already get the salary information for their own station, as I understand it. It just would mean that each treasurer would now get the salary information for the other units as well as their own. Go ahead, Chris.
I understood your point, okay. James, but thank you for explaining your point again.
Okay, Sharon. You're welcome. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. First of all, I want to say that I agree with our Paul, at least as far as I understood him. We should have common templates for the stations if we can do that, and we should have common formula. As to how those templates are developed, I would just take it out of the hands of the PMB entirely and put it in the hands of NEDA. We've been talking about having a chart of accounts. This would be sort of an informal way of enforcing that, and I understand that some stations aren't going to understand what these individual categories are for. That'll be for them to figure out, and they can inquire about it. But I think in order for us to evaluate budgets, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be like reading four different languages if everybody uses a different budget template. And I understand that's the way that there's been some drift over time, because these templates get edited and we'll have to decide whether we accept the edited versions or not, or whether we ask them to go back to the template, or why they insisted on inserting a new category for this station. And if NEDA goes along with that, then, you know, all the templates would be changed to have that category in them. But anyway, I think I'm more complicated than it needs to be. And I think we all are making it more complicated than it needs to be. Budgeting is supposed to be a fairly basic process. The category should be fairly basic. If payroll is out of line, I expect the stations to answer for that, right? I mean, if money's being spent on wild parties, it should be pretty obvious that there's a line item that's out of whack, and we should be able to inquire about that and ask why that line item is out, then we can find the details of it. So the added benefit to having common templates would be that it would make NEDA's job easier, as well as the NFC's job easier, because it would enforce this idea of a chart of accounts. Payroll info doesn't need to be specific unless something's wildly out of whack. And when it's wildly out of whack, stations should have to answer for that. And lastly, I think we should have instructions attached to these budget templates that specific things like don't mess with them without permission, and be prepared if you do, even if you're granted permission, to explain that to the NFC or to the PMV, because we will call it into question. So that is my feeling and feelings and suggestions about this subject. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Any other comments?
If nobody else, put me on a stack.
I don't hear anyone else. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, I just want to say, putting it off to next year, that's what we did. We put it off to FY22. We had this discussion a year or more than a year ago, and we talked about, we've had it more than a year ago, and we talked about it. We said, we can't do it now. We'll do it for the next budget round, and that meaning this budget round. And, you know, we could put things off forever. And I think it would just be a good idea. Since obviously, yes, the stations, the business managers or whoever have to put it together in a spreadsheet with formulas so they can figure out what's going on. I don't see why it's difficult for them to then just render us that. And again, the thing about payroll and all of that, you know, I leave that up. Is the PNB going to look at that or not, or what? But that's another issue. But in terms of putting the formulas in and all of that, I don't see why that's so difficult.
Julie to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I think what happened this year is, I've only been on the NFC for since like the first of the year. And I don't doubt that what happened was that the NFC said, hey, we should do this, and said, let's do it for FY22. But then we got kind of bogged down in a couple of things, including, that some of the budgets really did take us like right up until the end of the fiscal year. So no wonder we didn't really have time in FY21 to prepare the templates so that everybody could start from scratch with the new template for FY22. That said, I think, maybe a really sensible way to go about doing this is to recognize that, if we don't set some real goals in terms of timing for ourselves, as R. Paul just noted, the same thing can happen. So what if we task NEDA with or pass a motion that would, ask the PMB to say, can we do this? But task NEDA with kind of coming up with a template that, here's the prize to the winners, right? The stations that have already submitted their budgets, kind of NEDA can use the formats that those stations have used, and then kind of try to come up with, if you will, a template that incorporates, sort of the best of all of what the stations do, use their professional judgment and derive that template. And then once NEDA, because I think, Sharon and R. Paul are both right that, we could talk about this till the cows come home, but once NEDA puts some sort of template together, using professional judgment, of course, we're going to look at it and we're going to say, this looks pretty good. And then we're going to come up with two or three, kind of like minor tweak ideas that are going to, be improvements on it, that meet our needs as the NFC. But, that's how we do this. And then, maybe we could, then go back and ask those stations to, kind of revise their budget to meet this new format. But, I think, at some point I could see, Nick's not here to speak for himself, but he might be a little apoplectic if I say, Nick, we have to put the FY22 budget that we already did and the LSB already approved, we have to put it in this new template, but we'll get there somehow. Does that make sense?
It does. I just have a technical question for Anita. How difficult is it, and does it technically change a budget? I suppose if you're changing the categories of things, you may say that it changes it, but if you're translating a budget that's prepared in one format to a different format based on a common template, how difficult is that? And are we really changing anything? Would we really need to send it back to the people who created it to revise it?
No, I mean, frankly, I think if I could assign this to one of my staff members, and once we get a budget, it's going to come to us electronically. We're going to put it, make sure that all, essentially, your chart of account for every station is exactly the same, if you will. And then from there, we'll bring in the numbers and then share it back out again. So it should tie to exactly to the budget that they're telling us. That would be another way to proof it, if you will, along with the description for every line item.
Is this something that we can – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was about through. I mean, I don't think it's insurmountable. It's doable for this year if we want to tackle it this year.
Is it something we can do within the parameters of our existing contract, or would this require more billable hours?
No, I mean, we could do it within the same contract amount.
I love you.
Thank you.
Did I hear Sharon?
No, this is Chris.
Yes.
I heard Sharon first.
I didn't hear you, Sharon. Go ahead. Sorry.
I just want to thank Julie and agree. You know, we, the people that have done budgets, we've passed it through our LSB. I mean, it's a little bit disrespectful, honestly, to the stations that have done the work according to the budget timeline, you know, done what this committee told us to do, and then now to expect us to somehow like redo it and then, you know, do this procedure again. Okay, I just want to say that, and I also want to say that we all went through all of these various five stations and the affiliates and the national office, and we did somehow manage to actually review those budgets, even though they were in different templates, and we were able to do it, and we did complete that. So I feel like I agree. Set up a timeline, create new templates, because, you know, then we'll have time to work with it and figure out how to use them to start putting the info in for like the monthly accounting, perhaps, you know, start using them that way. But I really resist this idea of passing a template and then expecting stations that did the right thing to impose a bunch of additional work. I mean, I agree. Nick, you know, Julie said Nick would be apoplectic, and I agree. It's a lot of work to do this. It's not like, oh, it's just nothing. That's not true. So I just really, that's my comment.
Chris?
Yeah, James. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, just listening to Sharon, I understand this. The thing I was going to mention actually didn't have anything to do with what individual stations do. I'm considering that remark and others that have been made. But I believe that this chart of accountants question has been kind of in on Anita's radar for quite a while here, and she's probably given it considerable thought. I don't know how much work it would be to read, for example, KPFA's budget into the new template. I can't even fathom how much work that would be. Although I will say this just offhandedly, and that's that it takes a lot to actually generate that budget in the first place, because you have to understand conditions on the ground in order to do that. Once it's generated, it's just numbers, and I understand moving numbers around is no fun. And if you look at Maria's spreadsheets, they're insane. I mean, there's just so much information there. It's crazy. So I can appreciate that in the case of KPFA particularly, and probably in the case of the other stations, that it would be a considerable amount of work. And I'm thinking about that, as I said. Anyway, I would like Anita just to comment. I mean, she's already commented basically that they're willing to do it. But I guess what I'm looking for here is if they actually kind of have a head start on it already, because they've been thinking about it for a while. Thank you.
I'm going to interrupt here for a moment and just say that we are 5 minutes from our time certain, and we have just gone over the time for this item. So we would need a motion to extend. And I hate to get this far in this conversation and then not come up with a motion or some kind of a resolution. So I'm going to ask if we could have a motion to extend the time to discuss this item and hopefully come up with a motion on it or two, to extend the time for this item and the time for the meeting for what, maybe another, let's just say extend the time for the meeting another 15 minutes and therefore the time for the, for this item another 20 minutes.
So moved, Beth.
So you're making a motion that is to extend the time for the meeting by 5 minutes?
No, 15.
15 minutes. And the time for the item by 20 minutes?
20 minutes, because we're up. Time is up for the item now. We have about 5 minutes left in the meeting.
Okay, so this will bring us all to it. Okay, so that's the motion, right?
Correct.
Okay, I got it.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. Thank you all. And I have another question, but I want to see if others have one first. Anyone else?
Could I make one small comment?
Of course. Go ahead.
In terms of chart of accounts, we've got one. Actually, we got two. But we have charts of accounts. It's been put out there, and everybody's supposed to have been doing it. I remember one we put out, 4 or 5 years ago, some years ago, and it was put out. It was official. It was there, and stations ignored it. So we have an established chart of accounts that's current for Pacifica. It's just that people aren't paying attention to it. That's it.
If I may comment.
You. Yes, Anita, please.
I was just going to say that our Paul is totally correct on that, because in everyone is coding differently at every station. I mean, if you allow me, I would love to tackle that project, if you will, but more importantly, to come up with one template that all the stations use, and we'll be happy to take that, the budget that have already been approved, into this template just before it comes to the finance committee, the National Finance Committee. And maybe we can get ahead of this, if you will. And also, in conjunction with staff, tell them what we're doing and get some input from them.
That was my question. Can you do that without input from staff? But if you can get input from staff, obviously it will be better. And you can do that, you think, without substantially changing the budgets or altering anything significant, so that we're basically just changing the format of the budget. We're not changing the basic budget.
I think it will, once we start talking with the business managers. I can't guarantee that. I think what's happening, everyone codes differently. From premiums to everything. So when you're looking across the board, which is what we're wanting, if you will, an organized template that everyone can use it, or at every station, the chart of accounts would be the same. That is what we've talked about ever since I've been with y'all. I would love to kind of tackle it a little bit and see how, if in fact we can get past some resistance or more, some input really from them, and let us start working on it. Again, I would assign someone in the same contract amount that you currently are paying to get this done. And I have no feel for how long that would take us, but I could say probably easily a month or so. And that's someone working on it every day.
All right, it certainly seems like a worthwhile project. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Just a brief comment. I'm new to the committee, so I wasn't here for earlier discussions in previous years, but in principle, standardized formulas and templates make sense to me, and the sooner the better. I would defer to Netta as to how best to implement that process. Thank you.
I want to add a comment. I'll let you go ahead first, Julie. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add that, you know, I super appreciate that offer, Anita. And, you know, that's the way to make Nick not go apoplectic, right, is that it's not more work for him, right? And then I think one of the things we'll probably need to think about, too, would be some kind of unified training for staff at the stations once, you know, we kind of have this, once you get it all worked out, right? I think if we do some training, that will help that with, you know, station staff actually making use of it, right?
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Cool. Great, thanks.
I'm going to interject a comment here now to say that last year what we did was we started out with budgets and we spent an extensive amount of time on central services formula, didn't come up with anything for a long while, and then we never actually got around to making a budget for the national office. And the way I understand that the logical way to do this is to get the national office budget first, then we get the central services formula, because we know, you know, I realize the situation is very volatile right now, but we would have some idea of what the central services required would be, and then we can do the station budgets in a better way, because now we know what the central services need to be. And so what I'm hoping to do, actually I was hoping to touch on it tonight, but mostly at our next meeting, is revisit for next year, or for fiscal year 22, the year we're in, the central services formula, and, you know, work on a national office budget. So I think that could easily take us as much time as Netta needs to develop this template and to work this out. So that might be a nice fit. Your thoughts on that, Anita? I realize we're also going to be leaning on you to help us with the national office and the central services formula, but does that fit that way?
Yes, it does. And actually, the 2022 budget for the national office was already given to Julia to go ahead and start working on that for us to have it for the next meeting. So I mean,
yes,
it's all James? Timely.
Yes, we did talk
Sorry,
about that. Did I hear
Can
someone?
I just squeeze in? Yeah,
go
this
ahead,
is Chris. Can I just squeeze in for 5 seconds?
Let me see. Yes, you can, and I want to ask if there's anybody else.
I just wanted to say that I can't stay any longer tonight. I'm actually 15 minutes over. I'm 15 minutes late for another appointment, and I knew that was going to happen. I just don't want to make it any worse than that. So I have to apologize. I can't really stay after tonight. But the central services question, we definitely need to look at it. It's going to be, we're going to have to go through this painful exercise again, but I think working around a figure of approximately 15% of revenues is going to cover that budget. But we'll need to talk about it later and more extensively once we have this all sorted out. I'm sorry, everybody. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
No worry, Chris. Thank you for your contributions as always. And I think maybe a little less painful this time because we've already done it. So hopefully it'll be a little easier.
That's right. That's right. Yes,
I appreciate
hopefully.
It.
Okay. All right. Good night,
thank
everyone.
You, Chris. Good night. Okay. I was hoping we could have Chris help us write whatever motion we're going to try and write on this matter, but I'm not even sure if we need a motion. I mean, we have NETA is not going to need any extra billable hours to do this. We have the agreement to go ahead, and we needed to review the central services formula and the national office budget anyway. So I guess we should have a motion, though, to return to a common template. And ARPAL or anyone else, does anyone have an opinion? Do we need to, what I'm thinking is we're returning, or we're trying to return to the way we're supposed to be doing things. So it may not need a motion before the PMB. Does anyone want to comment on that question?
Julie to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I mean, I did. We might separately want to have our own motion within the NFC about templates. I was thinking we would need a motion if tasking NEDA with coming up with the template and doing this work, you know, would sort of go above and beyond the contract that we already have. But if it's, as Anita suggests, captured under, you know, the current contract, then I don't think we need to ask the PMB to pass a motion to make this happen. We might, on the other hand, just want to pass a motion that we recommend, that we send to the PMB saying, you know, something to the effect of, you know, we think Pacifica ought to use this common system in terms of template, chart of accounts, et cetera, and, you know, to beef up our accounting. It just, I mean, I guess it does have to be a PMB motion then to pass, you know, otherwise the stations aren't going to pay attention.
I can see that.
Thank you for that, Julie.
Yeah, it would be a shame to do all this work and not have stations pay attention, right?
Exactly.
They would never do that, would they?
Unheard of.
Okay. So is there, should we go to work crafting the motion, or is there any other discussion? We have about 8 minutes now to get a motion. Hearing no further discussion. R. Paul, would you like to dust off your skills?
Well, I'm wondering, since we're hearing silence, maybe we need to think this over for the next meeting and bring it to the next meeting?
Boy, I'd really like to get a motion on it now.
You want to get it out tonight.
I want to get a motion because we may have to redo the conversation, and, you know, it's difficult sometimes.
Okay,
to...
so you want a motion. Well, there are two things here. One is NETA doing something, and then there's... a reassertion, I guess, of the chart of accounts?
Well, there's a reassertion of the chart of accounts, which
and
is
NETA
if you're
doing a template.
Yeah.
So there's sort of two things. So which, and we know that NETA says they'll do it, so maybe we don't need to spend our 8 minutes on that, 7 minutes now. Maybe the reassertion of the chart of accounts, although... technically, since that already is passed long ago, I don't think it's legal to pass a motion on something you already did. See, this is
what. So how about if we gave a whereas clause? Whereas, you know, uniformity in budgeting and accounting is a desirable practice or a standard. Common good business practice, something along those lines.
Go ahead. A preamble can be a very dangerous thing sometimes. I also think that we have a little problem in that I think I might be the only one who's ever seen the old chart of accounts, and other people haven't seen it. And, you know, is everybody going to want to vote to say, yes, we want to go back, we want to make sure all the stations are using the chart of accounts that Pacifica officially has? And, you know, I don't know.
Well, I guess that was the question. Is NETA going to go back and use the old chart of accounts, or are they going to create a new one with assistance from the old one?
Sharon for the stack.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I thought what Anita was saying was that they were going to – okay, maybe she's still on the call. I'm sorry. I she can speak for herself, but I thought what Anita was saying was that they were going to develop their own template because she's been thinking about it, and I agree with our Paul. I don't even know what this chart of accounts is, or and I've never, ever seen it, so I don't feel comfortable voting for that.
Anita, could you comment?
Can I just finish? I kind of thought what we were voting on or what we were talking about was because Anita had said they were willing to take on this task, so I thought that's what we were doing was sort of giving them the task, but I don't know. That was just what I thought we were talking about.
I did too. Anita, could you comment?
I had my call dropped, so I just came back on.
Oh.
And my apologies. Can I hear the question again?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't realize. Yeah, we're trying to craft a motion to describe what we're doing, and we broke it down into two parts. One is to go back to the old chart of accounts, and two is to give you the task of creating a new one or employing the old one and translating the budgets that have already been done into the format. And the question came up, well, were we actually going to rely on you to come up with a new chart of accounts, or were we digging up the old one? And, you know, when you said you were willing to take on the task, what was the task as you understood it?
The task really was to make a recommendation on a template for the budget and then make sure that we import it into the new one. Obviously, I see it as an opportunity also to kind of look at the different chart of accounts at every station and really take the best and make the rest conform to that. Does that make sense?
It does, but I think if we're doing that, we would need to make a motion to the PNB, but it seems like that's already favored. So, you know, I thought that might unnecessarily delay action on these items, but it seems like that's favored, and that would be a logical way to proceed anyway.
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
I think probably since NETA is very involved in all of this now, it would probably make sense for them to make up a chart of accounts. And Anita, do you have the old ones? There are at least two or three old charts of accounts in Pacifica. Do you have any of those?
I think I do, Arnold.
Okay.
But I can reach out to you if I don't.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I can do an archaeological dig and get something out, I suppose. So it would make sense to have NETA do a new chart of accounts, you know, with informed by the old charts of accounts, informed
Correct.
By their experience with working with Pacifica, and then from there, you know, they could have a chart of accounts. We have a motion to make that it. To make that the chart of accounts, and
that
then they could do the template.
That's like a motion, Arpal.
What sort of wording do you think was in there?
Basically what you just said. I wish I could re-roll the tape.
It's Julie. Can I
ask NETA to ask NETA to create a new chart of accounts for Pacifica.
Go ahead, Julie. Let's hear Julie. I think she wants to help us.
Yeah, I was sort of writing things down and as Arpal was speaking, and so a lot of what I wrote I think is informed by what he said. The NFC recommends that the PNB charge NETA with devising an updated chart of accounts based on Pacifica's old and not followed chart of accounts, and design a budget template with formulas embedded that follows said updated chart of accounts.
Can you send that as an email real fast?
I most definitely can.
This is Sharon. I have a comment on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I also thought, I mean, I thought that sounded good. I mean, I know we're going to vote, but I thought also a key part, at least for me, was where Anita said that she or Aneta would be willing to or would take the information from the existing budget and import it into the new template, because I would like it clear that we, the KPFA LSC and perhaps the WPFW LSC, do not have to pass another budget. We've done that task. So, I mean, maybe that doesn't need to be said, but maybe the part about Anita or Netta, you know, taking the information of the budgets that have already been submitted and putting it into the template could be included in the motion.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I did agree to that, so I'm fine with that.
This is Lyndon. Can you add KPFT also? Did y'all get the budget I sent?
Yeah, Lyndon sent us a budget as well.
Yes, I have it.
And if we're adding a little bit to...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Julie.
Sorry. Could we just stuff in a sentence about... training would be provided for station staff as well.
Okay.
Should we, Anita, should we ask, I don't want to stop any stations or any units from creating budgets because, you know, I'm assuming right now they're kind of on a roll in that direction. So would it be, I don't know if this makes a lot more work for you or not, but it would, would it be advisable just to let the units go on developing their budgets with the understanding that we'll translate them into this new template when we get them so as not to delay the process?
I totally agree with you. They should continue.
I'm trying. I don't want to make this into a huge project for you, but I think it already is. Thank you for this.
We'll get started on it quickly. But keep in mind, it might take us a couple months because we have year-end close.
That's okay. As long as the stations can keep coming ahead with the budgets.
Yes.
You know, we didn't pass all the budgets until the last day of the fiscal year last year. We'll do better this time. And if we get this hurdle out of the way, it'll be better yet in the future. And, you know, this is just it's a good time to do this.
Yes.
Could I read what I have for our motion?
Yes, please, Arpal.
Julia's motion reads.
Let me just ask you, did you incorporate Sharon's language or Sharon's thoughts about the existing budgets?
What was that exactly?
The idea that that NETA will translate the budgets that have already been completed into this new format.
Does that need to be in a motion?
I don't know. Yeah.
And that makes sense, and they said they'd do it. Why don't I read what I got, and then we'll talk. The NFC recommends that the PNB charge NETA with devising an updated chart of accounts based on Pacifica's old and not followed chart of accounts and design a budget template with formulas embedded that follows said updated chart of accounts.
Should we say something in there that NETA has agreed to do that without extra cost? PMB would like to know that.
Well, I mean, the interim CFO said that. I don't know that we need to put it into motion.
I guess that will be part of the discussion.
That would be more. I will note that for the minutes, I will insert a couple of commas, and chart of accounts is going to be capitalized. All right.
So, Sharon, that didn't really include your language about...
That's why I wanted to comment and just say I'm actually okay with it because it doesn't say anything more than just that Netta will be developing these templates. That's actually fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
You know, it's just okay, just maybe to finalize that thought. Like, Anita just said it's going to take them a couple months. So, I mean, that's kind of what I was getting at, is that this is going to take time. And, you know, I understand the discussion and that Anita said she could help stations put it into the new template. So I don't think it needs to be put into the motion. I think that just the way it's written right now is like, this is what's happening and this is what we're doing. And the discussion around it is I think it's maybe better not to try to put it all in there, but to just stick with what is actually going to be happening.
I take your points, and I think this will come out in the discussion, because I'm sure people will be asking questions when this comes up at the PMB, and that will be, you know, we'll provide the answers. Anita will be there as the ICFO, and we will have a discussion on it. Remembering that the way we've been working so far, I think they have passed virtually everything that has come out of the NFC to the PMB without objection. And maybe one item that we had some objection to, but we've got a pretty good record there. So if we explain it well, I think it's, you know, it's a pretty obvious opportunity, something we've been talking about for a long time. I think, I hope people will jump on it. All right, so we have a motion. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, we can consider that done. And we are now past our stated time, so I don't even think I need to declare that we're adjourned, but I will say we are adjourned. I thank everyone for this effort, and we will pick up on the other items on tonight's agenda next time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks. Good night.
Julie.
Good meeting.
Beth, everyone. Lyndon. Good night, all.
Thank you.
Good night.